Charles.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Verita. I'm calling you from OBM Research. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Fine.
I'm happy to hear that. Let me just tell you that we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. And your opinion is very important. Do you have some time to collaborate with me? The poll is very short.
Yes, I do. Okay. I have a lot to complain about. I don't see why Medicare gets every damn thing, and us people that's 70 and older that's on Medicaid, we don't get shit.
Okay, that is very nice to hear. Your opinion is very important, and that's why I'm calling you. Are you over 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 71.
Perfect. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Great. Do you feel secure storage or firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I don't know. I don't believe in people carrying guns, but sometimes, it's handy.
I understand. So you're not sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is, either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprints, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as table lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it.
Yes.
Do you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yes, I believe in that.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you support or oppose to that? Or you're undecided?
Nope, I believe they should be locked up away from kids.
Okay. A locked container or a cage?
I'd say a locked container,
Okay. A lockbox or other devices that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
How about a combination lock?
Yeah, I believe in that too. Anything
okay.
To keep firearms away from kids.
Okay, such as biometric identifiers, such as a fingerprint also?
Yes.
Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's good or you shouldn't?
I just believe in they should be handled by, adults. And locked up away from children.
But meanwhile, they're in a lock safe or lock box. Do you think they can be loaded or unloaded?
Unloaded.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If a firearm... Okay, I understand. We are
20%
almost done. So just a couple more questions. If a firearm is not in a lock safe... Do you feel like it is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock stored in a container that is not secure and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Feel free to let me know if you want me to reread you the question.
No, I don't know, you know. I went through that with that with my kids. My husband had a little butler, 22. He left it out, and my kids had never seen it before. My son thought it was a toy and picked it up and shot my daughter. She's still alive, but, well, she was then. You know, I don't really believe in firearms.
I understand. The question is, if a firearm is not in a locked safe case or lockbox, do you feel like it is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped to the cable lock or trigger lock? So in this case, it's not secure to you?
No, not.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that the law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
No.
You would oppose?
Yes.
Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
You would support or oppose?
Now get out! I'm not sure. I don't want to say yes.
That's okay if you're undecided.
Yeah, undecided.
Okay. All right. Support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes, I would.
Support or oppose?
Yeah, no, oppose. I guess. I don't know. I'm not decided on that.
Okay. All right. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
What is your age?
71.
Would you be following best described your race or ethnicity? White, English. Okay.
I'm white.
Okay. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or?
I'm female.
Thank you. Okay, perfect. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Your income was very important to us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. We are through. Bye.